and that's all you do is play brake drum. And but it helps hold the whole band together, and it takes the place of regular drum type percussion things, which we have substituted long since up here. But good instrument, kind of tough on your ears. Okay, from Israel, Erev Shosho Shanim, the Rose Garden. Quite an immigration from Trinidad to other countries, but Toronto, Canada in general, and the United States has received a lot of new people from the islands. There's a large West Indian population around Baltimore, Washington, in New York, in Toronto, Boston, LA, all the major cities, and they carry their tradition there of the carnival with them. From Toronto, Toronto Mass. Thank you.
it may seem stupid, but there are a lot of nice people out there, and you'd like to see all those people. Neil, Patty, Wendy, Andy, Peter, Jim, Emily, John, Larry, Claudia. Where are you going, Danny? Danny, Betsy. Thank you very much.
Calliope's children. They will be doing a what's called Meet the Performer, which means that you can go get close up and see the drums and talk with them. That's going to be at the Duck Pond. You know where the Duck Pond is? Over the river and through the trees and over by the...
It's called Peabrook, and it's actually the classical form of pipe music, and it's actually the oldest form of pipe music. It's Highland pipe music. And it's a bit more slower, not such a regular pulse as the marches and dance tunes and jigs and reels and stuff that you've been hearing, but just sit back and listen to it. Oh, by the way, the name of this is it's a lament for the Alistair Jerry MacDonald of Glengarry, who is a pretty colorful figure in Highland history. Thanks very much.
I wish I could do that.
I don't know, I wish I could do that. I've been trying to learn how to play the bagpipe. I got a little one-note chanter.
We've been working together for about 20 minutes, so we hope you'll excuse any irregularities. We have a few tunes, a couple of solos, a few duets worked out for you. Get your supper to settle down, get settled in for the evening concert. We'd like to carry on with a tune that I think most of us got from the playing of Alistair Anderson, who was here last year. Do you all remember Alistair Anderson? Great. This is a Scottish cum Northumbrian borders tune called Jamie Allen.
Okay.
To the next tunes we're going to play, we'd like to hand over for a duet now from Jerry Epstein, who plays the English concertina, which is the type that Alistair and a lot of people over here play, which makes the same note in and out. And Bert Levi is perhaps the finest Anglo player I've met in America. And they're going to play a lovely tune called The Black Nag, which shows how well the two instruments go together. I don't know where they are in the line, but
neither do we.
Anyway, Bert and Jerry.
Thank you.
thinking about what kind of tunes to suggest for the people in the band here. There's a place 3 miles from where I live in Derbyshire in England called Winster, which is noted for its Morris tradition, in that the Morris dancing was done by women. Now, if you talk to most Morris dancers in England, they'll say that women do not dance Morris, but this town of Winster had a Morris side of mixed women and men, and I'm just going to butt in here and play a short snatch of the tune they used to dance to. It's called the Winster Gallop, I believe Canterbury and others play it over here, and then we'll get back to ensemble playing. Anyway, a little bit of Winster Gallop, just about 3 miles from where I live. Now we're going to try a couple of tunes all together. The first one of these, I was playing on my Anglo here last year when I was staying with Bill and Andy Spencer, the Phoenix All-Stars. And lo and behold, I find it's on their new record, so I think I might I might be responsible for that. And we're linking it up with another tune that's on the Phoenix String Band first record, Haste to the Wedding, and we worked out a really tricky key change. I hope you noticed it.
Very subtle.
Very subtle, very subtle key change.
Haste to the Wedding.
Right, off she goes. like to introduce another solo break from Bert Levi. He plays a lovely old gold embossed Jeffries concertina, an Anglo, as I said, and I'll leave him to introduce his tune.
I'll play you three tunes in a medley, and the first one is a tune that I learned when I was a kid listening on the radio. It's the Teddy Bear's Picnic. The other two are... you listen to, eh? Now, the other two I learned from old man Henry Reed, the great fiddler from West Virginia.
To our last couple of tunes, as a contrast to the Anglo, you notice that the dance nature of the Anglo, due to the push and pull nature of the bellows, makes a really snappy music. Well, Jerry's going to play a short solo now, one of the very, very old tunes connected with the Abbots Bromley horn dance in England. Now, this gentleman on my right, Dudley Laufman, is flying over to see the Abbots Bromley traditional horn dance. And no doubt he'll come back with all the tunes in his head. But here's a sneak preview from Jerry Epstein on the English concertina this time of one of the Abbots Bromley horn dance tunes.
He doesn't know Princess Royal. You don't know Princess Royal.
Okay, strange. Thank you. now like to finish off with a slow tune, a very lovely tune called The South Wind, which again we've put in many hours of earnest orchestration, and we hope you like it. And thanks very much for listening to us, one and all.
Okay, where you go. That's melody.
Good grief, it's children. I use kids under control. Get back. Come on, my leg, I'll show you. That was really nifty. You know, that one guy sitting over there wearing a beard, you know, from Middletown, he's a dentist. We call it a tooth fairy, and I met him, I guess, when I first came east, and he didn't hardly know how to play one of those things, and it's really a pleasure to listen to him now. I think that's a good deal of the whole point of these festivals is to not just for people to sit and get performed at, but to demonstrate that there isn't anything you see happening on the stage that you can't do yourself if you're willing to set out and try to learn how to do it. And the idea there is, of course, that it's real easy in our country to get constantly cast in a role of consumers of music, you know, with a handful of people purveying the music so that a handful of parasites make a lot of money off of it. Well, somehow, sooner or later, we all have to assert our right to our music and get together with people that we love and like to be with and make our own music instead of always having to pay for it, see? Well, that's why we do this here. Right now, one of my favorite people, and somebody that I met when I first came east, understand he's a winner of the National Yodelers Contest. And here to answer that musical question, how does the Treasury Department mark stolen money, Bill Staines.
This is a song about a horse. Horse's name is Just for Love. I'm going to do a song that I wrote some years ago on my first trip to Baltimore. It was in the wintertime, and I'd never been really south before. Well, Baltimore's not really south, but I'd never been even to New York City, you know. And I left Boston at about 8 o'clock at night in the snowstorm, and I got to New York City in a snowstorm a little after midnight. And if you've never been to New York City before,
And you get there at midnight when you're tired in the middle of a blizzard. It's very easy to get lost, you see. And that's what I did. I got lost. I found the Hudson okay. But then from there, it was all downhill. I got on the wrong road going south out of New York City, headed towards Baltimore. And 2 hours later, there I was in beautiful Cape May, New Jersey, which is the wrong way to go to Baltimore. I asked the fella in the service station in Cape May about 2 o'clock in the morning, how do you get to Baltimore? He asked me if I had a boat, and I said no. He said, well, you've got to go back about 80 miles and take a left, and eventually you'll get there. And that was a real drag, because I was driving my Fomit, which was half Falcon and half Comet, and none of it worked at all. I put the engine in myself crooked and chained the transmission in with a dog collar. But the heater didn't work, and to have to turn around and go 80 miles out of my way was just a real bummer. There was a leak in my heating system somewhere along the way. And whenever I turned the heater on, about 10 minutes later, all the steam would start coming up and everything, and the engine would overheat and all the antifreeze would leak out. I never could find the leak. But it was really cold, and my windshield was icing up badly, and so I had to turn the defroster on, and sure enough, 10 minutes later, all the steam started coming up. And it condensed on the roof of the car on the inside and started to rain on me. So there I was in this rainstorm in the middle of a snowstorm heading north on the Garden State Parkway to Baltimore. I was really depressed about the whole thing. Which has really nothing to do with this song. It's called January Snow. Southbound on the highway, it was early in the morning. Listening to my radio, just trying to find some songs. And I see you sleeping next to me, and I hear you breathing low. On a Baltimore morning in a January snow. Trying to find a place to stop, rest myself a while. Watching as you stir and as you greet me with a smile. With some half-hearted little yawn, you set my heart to glow. On a Baltimore morning in a January snow. It's hard for me to find the words, and it's hard to make them rhyme. About how really close I felt, such a happy time. How such a simple thing is a hush should ever come to grow. On a Baltimore morning in a January snow. Someday I'll remember you beneath some winter sky. Rolling down the highway with the sunrise in my eyes. Someday when I'm thinking back again, I want to go to a Baltimore morning in a January snow. To a Baltimore morning in a January snow. I want to do a short little instrumental for you. This isn't very long. This is a tune that was taken off of a music box that I found in my house in our attic. Well, we don't really have an attic. We have this attic closet that's about 60 feet long. And it's a little like the Earth's crust, you know. It's layered way down in the corner. You find all these things you haven't seen in years. Found my grade school football helmet. My brain's in it, but it was too late. And, I found this music box, and it played this little tune, and I listened to the tune once and ran and got my guitar to learn the tune off the music box. I was so happy that it played something other than the thing from Dr. Zhivago, you know, that I had to go and learn this thing. And so it's not very long because music boxes are little and they don't remember too much. Most of them just know one song. And I'll do this for you. This is a pretty little music box. It had this girl that danced around on it like that, you know. I felt sorry for her holding her arms up in the air for 20 years. So I broke them off. And, this is called the music box. And it goes like this. Can you hear it okay? Okay. Hey, I'm going to do some yodeling for you, I guess. Right. Heard the story of a fellow that was, his wife was going to have a kid, and this was a long time ago, and this was when the woman had a baby right at home, never went to the hospital or anything. And he's really nervous about the whole thing, and he calls up the doc. He says, "Doc, doc, you best come fast. My wife's going to have a kid." And he says, "Okay, hold on. Just steady on, John. Don't worry about a thing." He says, "I'll be right over." So the guy's got the water boiling and the bedding's all out and everything, and his wife's upstairs in this room, and they didn't have any electricity in the house or anything. And so the doctor goes upstairs, and he hollers down and says, "John, could you bring up the lantern from down there?" He says, "Okay, doc, I'll bring out the lantern." He brings out the lantern, and his wife gives birth to a little baby girl. And he's really happy. He comes down, brings it downstairs, sets it down in the bedding, and he says, "My goodness, I'm the proud father of a baby girl. John, could you bring out the lantern?" "Okay, doc." He goes upstairs. His wife has a little baby boy. He brings it downstairs, puts it down in the bedding, and he says, "My goodness, I'm the proud father of a baby girl and a baby boy. John, could you bring out the lantern?" He says, "Okay, doc." He runs upstairs. His wife has another little baby girl. Brings it downstairs. He says, "You know, it's a real blessing to be the father of a baby girl, and it's twice as good to be the father of a baby girl and a baby boy, but three kids, how am I going to support them all?" "John, could you bring out the lantern?" He goes to the foot of the stairs. He says, "I will not. It's the light. What's attracting them?" The thing called chime bells. Out on the mountain, so happy and free. There, a little lady, she's waiting for me. Out on the lake, we'll drift with the tide and hear them chime bells ring. Chime bells are ringing, put a little bit of key. Mockingbird singing, put a little bit of key. Out on the hills, so happy and free. We'll hear I would do one more and get you to sing along with me. I'll get my guitar in a tuning here. This is my reggae hit. This is called The Boats They Come and The Boats They Go. And the chorus is really simple to it. And she's get together here. I'll do the chorus once for you. Goes like this. The boats they come and the boats they go. The bright sails are flashing from Mexico. Wonder if someday they'll ever know as they sail on the deep blue sea. Try that. Boats they come and the boats they go. Their bright sails are flashing from Mexico. I wonder if someday they'll ever know as they sail on the deep blue sea. As they sail on the deep blue sea. Used to sit on the cliffs as the sun went down, waving his arms like some colorful clown, calling to the seabirds flying. They come and the boats they go. Their bright sails are flashing from Mexico. I wonder if someday they'll ever know as they sail on the deep blue sea. As they sail on the deep blue sea. Some thought he was crazy cause he said he could fly. Some thought he was dangerous from the look in his eyes. To most he's just a character constantly high. The same by the deep blue sea. The boats they come and the boats they go. Their bright sails are flashing from Mexico. I wonder if someday they'll ever know as they sail on the deep blue sea. As they sail on the deep blue sea. Now he's gone, his house torn down, his white beard's never seen around. The children still recall the sound of music by the sea. And they sing, the boats they come and the boats they go. Their bright sails are flashing from Mexico. I wonder if someday they'll ever know as they sail on the deep blue sea. As they sail on the deep blue sea. Some thought he was crazy cause he said he could fly. He just leaned into life as it went on by. And like a sail on the window, he carried him high over the deep blue sea. He sang, the boats they come and the boats they go. Their bright sails are flashing from Mexico. I wonder if someday they'll ever know as they sail on the deep blue sea. As they sail on the deep blue sea. Yes, I wonder if someday they'll ever know as they sail on the deep blue sea. Yes, I wonder if someday we'll ever know as we sail on the deep blue sea. Thank you very much.
Plays that damn thing backwards, don't he? I'd heard about that. When I heard that he played the guitar backwards, I thought that he pointed the hole in instead of out. It was a difficult thing to do. I never get to hear him enough, though. Damn, I guess I gotta come back more often. There's a message from the people up there. is a VW 7.
I have the least musical navel in the West.
Song. What do I have to take off first? I'm not wearing a belt. Okay, nothing. I've been to London, I've been to Dover, I've traveled this wide world all over, 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 three times over. Drink all your brandy wine and turn your glasses over. The sun shines east, the sun shines west. It shines when it takes a notion. Well, you better watch out when the boat begins to rock, or you lose your gal in the ocean. Now the sun shines east, the sun shines west. It shines when it takes a notion. Well, you better watch out when the boat begins to rock, or you lose your gal in the ocean. Now, Shernan. Oh, good heavens, that's never happened in our lives. She says I have to start it lower. It's always the other way around. Well, now I've lost it completely.
I'm sorry.
Da 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 da. Does somebody give me a G? I always start from there. I might have known. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. I've been to London. Now you're going to complain it's too low. I've been to Dover. I've traveled this wide world all over, 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 three times over. Drink all your brandy wine and turn your glasses over. The sun shines east, the sun shines west. It shines when it takes a notion. Well, you better watch out when the boat begins to rock, or you lose your gal in the ocean. Now the sun shines east, the sun shines west. It shines when it takes a notion. Well, you better watch out when the boat begins to rock, or you lose your gal in the ocean. Now I've been a sailor, and I've been a rover, and I've traveled this wide world all over, 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 three times over. Drink all your brandy wine and turn your glasses over. The sun shines east, the sun shines west. It shines when it takes a notion. Well, you better watch out when the boat begins to rock, or you lose your gal in the ocean. Now the sun shines east, the sun shines west. It shines when it takes a notion. Well, you better watch out when the boat begins to rock, or you lose your gal in the ocean. Now I've been to London, and I've been to Dover, and I've traveled this wide world all over, 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 three times over. Drink all your brandy wine and turn your glasses over. The sun shines east, the sun shines west. It shines when it takes a notion. Well, you better watch out when the boat begins to rock, or you lose your gal in the ocean. Now the sun shines east, the sun shines west. It shines when it takes a notion. Well, you better watch out when the boat begins to rock, or you lose your gal in the ocean. That was good. I could hear you. Yes, I was about to. Thank you. Queen Jane, oh, Queen Jane, oh, what a lady was she. For 6 weeks and a day in labor lay she. Queen Jane lay in labor for 6 weeks or more, till the women grew weary and fain would give o'er. Oh, women, good wives, as you be. Pray send for King Henry and bring him to me. King Henry was sent for, and straightway he came. Dear lady, fair lady, your eyes look so dim. King Henry was sent for, and he came with all speed. In a gown of red velvet from his heel to his head. Oh, Henry, King Henry, if kind you would be, go send for a doctor and bring him to me. Then the doctor was sent for, and he came straight away. He came. Dear lady, fair lady, your labor is in vain. Oh, doctor, dear doctor, pray do this for me. Pray open my right side and save my baby. Oh, no, cried King Henry, that never shall be. I would rather lose the branches than the top of the tree. Then the doctor gave a caudle, and the death sleep slept she. Then he opened her right side, and her babe was set free. Then
christened and sent to be nursed, but the royal Queen Jane lay as cold as the dust.
Get my troops up here.
I think I've discovered the magic formula.
Ricky, my daughter, with whom I've been singing practically since you know when. This is Vigo from Washington and Lucy from Washington, with whom we've been singing recently. Somebody said something really nice to me in the ladies' room today. That's a nice place to hear something cheerful. Something about liking the drummer to which I sang, and it almost went over my head. I'm not too clear always when I'm in the ladies' room. But what it reminded me of is how I know who I like to sing with, and it has something to do with the drummer they march to as well. And we kind of feel the same way about certain songs. Okay, recently I revived something Ricky and I hadn't sung together since...
Do this one high.
I'm just getting secret instructions here about singing it high. It's too high, it's too low, it's too hot, it's too cold. I'll try, which means we may have to start over again. Is that too low? How are you?
That should be good.
Are you with us, Vigo?
Famous last words.
Looks mildly depressed, as if it's the wrong key. You will pick up where you should do what to. I'm going to do it higher, believe it or not. Hallelujah.
Humble yourself. The bell done rung. Live humble yourself. The bell done rung.
Glory and honor.
Praise King Jesus.
Glory and honor.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
King Jesus, glory and honor, praise the Lord. Humble yourself, the bell done rung. Humble yourself, the bell done rung.
See that sun, watch how he run.
Humble yourself, the bell done rung.
Don't let him catch you with your work undone.
Humble yourself, the bell done rung.
Live humble
yourself, the bell done rung.
Live humble
yourself, the bell done rung. Praise King Jesus,
glory and honor,
praise the Lord,
glory and honor,
praise King Jesus,
glory and honor,
praise the Lord.
Well, live humble
yourself, the bell done rung.
Live humble
yourself, the bell done rung.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Humble yourself, the bell done rung.
That the streets up in heaven are paved with gold.
Humble yourself, the bell done rung.
Live humble, humble. The bell done rung, live humble, 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 humble yourself. The bell done rung, glory and honor, praise King Jesus. Glory and honor, praise the Lord. Glory and honor, praise King Jesus. Glory and honor, praise the Lord. Live humble, 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 humble yourself. The bell done rung, live humble, 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 humble yourself. The bell done rung.
Thank you. Okay, that's it. Definitely.
Another thing that happens at these festivals is the friends that you make, you know. Now, I think that Wednesday night, if you were here, was probably the worst night of my life. Far and away. I cannot imagine a bigger drag than that night. Mainly because the day before, I was up by the Pend Oreille out in Washington State trout fishing and bringing in huckleberries to make some wine, and it was just beautiful out there in the middle of the great American nowhere, and went ahead and get on the great iron bird and come back here to drown. Dumb. I do dumb things. And I got here, and the minute I walk into the damn camp, you know, there's the fever, and he's getting ready to conk me out on some of that white lightning he brings up from Tennessee every year. Goddamn paint remover. I know it took the enamel off my teeth. So there I am, you know, at midnight, soaked to the skin, drunk as Andronicus, thrashing around, wrestling with this little mountain tent that fits me about like a sport coat and wasn't waterproof anyway. And through the general gloom and smegma and came this flashlight. And what it was representative of the Russ family, to invite me over to sleep in their tent that night, and so they dried me out in more ways than one, and then fed me the next day. Now, those are friends, and I'd like you to welcome from Kingston, New York, the Rust family.
I hate a man who sleeps with a gal and tells.
Interfered with everybody's supper, including ours, but it's kind of nice to have the program moved up because I'd much rather sing when I can see everybody. That's kind of nice.
Maybe in between.
Make it more even.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, the prairie lights are burning bright. Sugar wind is moving in. Tomorrow night I'll be Albert Devine. My next of kin.
Russ. I'm Pat. This is my husband, Howard. Allison and Mark. Stephen couldn't be with us tonight. We're hoping he'll be here with us tomorrow night. Allison and I are going to do a song for you, and we really don't know much about it, except that we heard it on a Steel Eyespan record and fell in love with it. So it's called My Johnny Was a Shoemaker. Can you name? I'll stand back. Okay.
My Johnny was a shoemaker, and dearly he loved me. My Johnny was a shoemaker, but now he's gone to sea with pitch and tar to soil his hands and to sail across the sea, stormy sea, and sail across the stormy sea. His jacket was a deep sky blue, and curly was his hair. His jacket was a deep sky blue. It was a do declare for to heave the topsails up against the mast and to sail across the sea, stormy sea, and sail across the stormy sea. Someday he'll be a captain bold with a brave and gallant crew. Someday he'll be a captain bold with a sword and spyglass too. And when he has a gallant captain's sword, he'll come home and marry me.
We'd like to do another sing-along song for you now. It's called Sea Rock City.
This is off the Clearwater album, and it's got a long chorus. It'd be hard to teach to, but if you know it, sing along.
Oh, give them the words anyway.
Sea Rock City by Snooky's Pecan Bars. Drink Coca-Cola the next time you stop your car. Buy my freshwater melon that I bought in the A&P, and you can ride down the line past the 100-mile signs and never see a tree. Smell that fresh air in my air-conditioned car, but especially I like the scenery that I see along the road. Oh, Sea Rock City by Snooky's Pecan Bars. Drink Coca-Cola next time you stop your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got at the A&P. You can ride down the line past 100 mile signs and never see a tree. Well, I'm going back to nature on a brand new pair of shocks. I love to watch those little streams come trickling down the rocks. I just love to watch those birds and bees go glittering through the sky. But at 70, all I can see is the letters of 10 feet high. Oh, Sea Rock City, my Snooky's Pecan Bars. Drink Coca-Cola next time you stop your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got in the A&P. You can ride down the line past 100 miles side and never see a tree. Well, last night I thought I'd stay at home. My car was in the shop, so I went down to the corner just to get some soda pop. Well, I've been there about an hour or so, and I went on to the head. And instead of lies about girls and guys on the men's room wall, it said, oh, Sea Rock City, buy Snooky's Pecan Bars. Drink Coca-Cola next time you stop your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got in the A&P. You can ride down a line past 100 miles sign and never see a tree. I took her for a ride in the country and we parked along the side. And I finally got my hand on her dress and it made my face turn red. Cause across her tail was a sign in Braille and this is what it said. Hi, Sea Rock City, buy Snooky's Pecan Bars. Drink Coca-Cola next time you stop your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got in the A&P. You can ride down the line past 100 miles sign and never see a tree. Oh, Sea Rock City, buy Snooky's Pecan Bars.
Tree.
before you leave here tonight, everybody's going to learn how to yodel.
Yeah.
You've heard some really fine Western yodeling. Well, we're going to bring on Howard's mother and his sister, and we're going to do some Swiss yodeling for you. Here's Alma, Trudy. All right, Sister Trudy will be up here shortly.
Oh, we don't need it. Okay. Yeah. All right, you
want to
say anything?
To our beloved home.
Rock, rock, rock.
We're asking and getting Becky Boyer to join us on the next number. This tune, unusual for a folk festival, I guess, kind of. It's by somebody, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of, Fritz Kreisler. Anybody ever heard of Fritz Kreisler? Yes. Well, he was one of Bob Beer's favorite composers. And he wrote a tune called The Old Refrain, which in growing up and doing Swiss Affairs and various things, Mom happened to like that, and we used to do it alike. And I always hated the song, frankly. And
never told me that.
Yeah, I never. Well, it's got its it's supposed to be a grabber kind of. Maybe we grabbed it too much. But anyway, about 2 weeks ago, I was playing at a saloon with a couple of Irish fiddlers, and for my Irish wife or not, but Irish music's what I really like to play on this thing. And they got to playing the old refrain, and it got to be a whole new song to me. And I don't know if that's ever happened to you, you know, a song that you haven't thought of much, but then you hear it in another context, and it's great. So we're going to do it, the old refrain, and Becky's going to play it on her fiddle. And I hope you like it as much as I do now, and Mom always did. Might not after this, huh? Huh?
My mother taught me how to sing, and to that memory my heart will cling. I'm never sad and lonely on my way, as long as I can sing the old refrain.
The years have passed and gone.
grandson. I just lost my grandson.
I don't know. Let's work it out here. Why don't you move that bench over?
A little logistical problem.
Good thing the family's not growing anymore. Now you sit on the bench.
Going along maybe within the theme of peace, this will be our last number, I guess, to set. And this is, I guess, appropriate. It's a real neat song that has a lot that you can sing on. And it's a song written by Tom Paxton.